Talk and Shop, an e-commerce strategy podcast brought to you by Zyber, New Zealand's leading e-commerce experts and Shopify Plus partner. We're here to share our knowledge and insider tips on all things e-commerce with the help of some amazing industry guests. New episodes available every week so you can make the most of your business online. Stay tuned for this week's episode coming right up.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Talking Shop with Zyber. Today's just going to be a one-on-one session with me, Waldo, and you.
Leo. Sorry, you threw me in there. I've had feedback that people really like it when we do an episode with just you and I.
Yeah. Luckily, hopefully, we're not just going to talk about nothing. Hopefully, we've got some value to add. I think one of the things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about six things today.
Six.
You want to tell people what those things are?
The theme of today's podcast is three apps that I found, use, believe in, and then Waldo's got three apps that he's found, use, believes in.
Yeah,
and we're going to compare them, and we're going to let you guys, let you know. Maybe you want to go and try them out and see if they're good.
Yeah.
But before we get there, what did you do last week?
Watched New Zealand win the America's Cup.
Yeah. By the time this episode comes out, people will be like,
old news.
Yeah, I know.
That was pretty much what we did last week. Also, last week was the first time we're back out of that 1 week lockdown. Oof. So March was a little bit up and down. We just kind of get used to it now. It's been really good. How about yourself?
I watched a really cool doco in the lockdown called Made You Look.
Oh, yeah.
And it is all about this amazing gallery in New York City selling, fake art.
Wow.
And it's done by the point of view of the salesperson that was selling the fake art, as she would claim, it was legit. Mm. And then all these other experts saying, yeah, it's totally fake. But $17 million, man, that's legit. I'll take that.
Wow.
The panache of the
I've watched something similar to that in the past with wine.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very expensive bottles of red wine that this guy was able to fake and sell. And actually, not just to, people. He didn't just pretend and sold it to people who had no idea. He sold it to what was considered, the connoisseurs of wine around the world. And these guys prided themselves on it anyway.
Did it taste good, though? Because if it tasted really good, maybe they were happy. Right.
He was blending them, so he would figure out that this Burgundy from this area and region of France is a mixture of these types of grapes. So potentially if I grab, these three bottles of red and if I mix them in a certain way and taste them, it's very, very interesting. Wow. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but if you just Google search, go red wine, I don't know, fake doco, whatever it may be, you'll find out about this guy.
I don't want to give away my doco but very similar. The guy would have to find nails, from the 1950s and the frames and all that to put this whole portrait together or whatever the thing and abstract painting it was. And some of them, they caught him out because they're like, oh, this paint hadn't been invented in the 50s. How the hell is it on this canvas? It's like, oh, it's getting good. But anyway, that's for you. This is an e-commerce podcast, so we should probably talk about e-commerce.
So as Leo mentioned, we're just going to have three apps each that we love. Some of them are new, some of them are old, some of them you probably use, some of them you probably never heard of. I'm just going to throw out three of my top ones there.
You're going to start first.
Should we just go one-one?
Yeah, one-one.
Okay,
definitely,
cool.
You start first.
First one, guys, if you haven't heard of it before, it's called Sally, S-E-L-L-Y. Now, this has got a 4.7 star rating on the Shopify App Store from about 120 votes, which is pretty good. After 100 votes on something, you can sort of get a good data snapshot. The app developer is called Treatify. This is, by the looks of it, I think this is the only app that they have as well. So it's one app that actually does a hell of a lot of different things. If I could just give you the high-level breakdown. Some of its features are multiple discounts and stackable discounts, upsell pop-ups, cross-sell sections. Let me just scroll down here. A gamified motivator, a bundle sell, quantity breaks, and post-purchase. So as you can see, there's a lot of things there. Essentially what the app is used for is to, at certain triggers along the customer journey, throwing a little bit something at them to assist them in making their decision, right?
Yeah, here's a bone.
Yeah, here's a little something. So if we start at the top, obviously pretty self-explanatory, multiple discounts and stackable discounts. So if I go in and I purchase X, there may be a buy one, get one free. Is it like a BOGO, they call it now?
Today's
one, BOGO. But you could also, if you potentially have that buy one, get one free, and we combine it with another particular product, then we can have discounts that stack up on top of each other, which, right, you know, out of the box, Shopify, you can do your discount codes, etc. Well, this just really assists you with this to increase that average order value, fill up those carts as much as you possibly can.
Beautiful.
And, you know, we've been talking about that for ages.
I love it.
You don't have to change your theme. It actually, when you plug it in, it will look at the CSS of your site and it'll style accordingly.
Good.
It'll give you the option to manually go and edit that if you want to as well.
Sure.
But largely, pretty much anyone can plug this into their store and just do a duplicate of your theme. And just test it. The other awesome thing that I really loved, and I think works for a lot of you out there already, is upselling at the point of aha, right? Like, the customer's just added this, they're just about to check out. But did you know, sir, that, you know, because you've purchased this, we will now, for the next 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever, you can set the trigger. You can also add this to your cart for 20% off or whatever,
right,
it may be.
Right.
Okay. Adding more value, but making it specific to them. So don't just throw a random product that's got nothing to do with the cart. So you can set tags in there and it can recommend products based on. On the recommending product side, it also has the good old product page low at the bottom. People who purchased this also purchased that. Again, just a little bit more personalization.
This app has everything.
Yeah, a little bit of a personal touch there, where it can recommend products based on their browsing behavior or based on what they've just added to their cart, for example, as well, right? And then bundle sell. So,
oh, it's got bundles as well.
Yeah.
What does it not have? It's like the Swiss Army knife of apps.
Exactly, right? So you could display all your products in bundles. You could, if somebody is on a product page, say that people who bought this potentially also bought that. Or if I throw it into a real-life application, I've just added these this cream dress that's got this particular flower
cream
sequence
dress.
On it. Yeah, mate,
wow.
I'm going with it.
Okay.
But did you know that this bracelet and that those shoes really complete that look?
Yes.
So it's almost like completing the look, and then yes, I can add that entire look to my cart immediately. So making it nice and easy. People may have an idea of what they want to wear. And just, again, if you are letting people navigate through your site to add all of those things to their cart, I think it's really cool, because if you're really invested in your site, you'll be able to make personalized recommendations. Like, don't put these red shoes with that, you know. It's got to actually be a look. Anyway, I'm not going to pretend I'm a fashionista. What it will also give, guys, is motivators. So maybe you could do gamified, they call it gamified motivators. But essentially, if I've added something to my cart, an announcement bar at the top could pop up. And it could say, you know, did you know that for $20 more, you're going to get free shipping, whereas you would have had to pay $15 to get this delivered to you anyway. So that sort of thing. You still with me here?
I am.
Hey, you can do quantity breaks for wholesale. So you could create different price tiers for products or collections based on the quantity that's in the cart. So buy 5, get 10% off. Buy 10, get 2 for free and some free shipping, whatever it may be. Okay. And then it's also got a post-purchase upsell. So after we've completed the purchase, on the thank you page, this can actually display a widget with a coupon voucher for your next purchase. So you don't even have to rely on having that through with your email marketing for post-purchase. Right there on the thank you page, it can actually pop it up right then and there. How about that?
That was a fair bit.
Your turn, buddy. I know it's not a competition, but let's
wow.
go.
Wow. Ain't it? We can make it to a competition. That was amazing. So wait, hold on. Sally?
Sally.
Spelt?
S-E-L-L-Y.
Okay, cool. And yeah, links below of
100%.
All of these.
Jump in the app store, have a look.
Done. All right, sir. Here's mine. Number one. It is called One Click Upsell. It's made by Zipify.
Nice.
It has 90 reviews at 4.6 stars. It's not a 5-star, but
oh, yeah.
Towards the end, I'll tell you that I read the few of the 1-stars, and it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, what they say, really what they say is the best upsell and cross-sell pre- and post-purchase funnels. That's it. That is exactly what the app is, and now I'll break it down. But
yeah,
some of their marketing things that they put on their website is that it will increase sale by 15% plus on your pre and post purchase as soon as you plug in their app. That's right. I'll take that all day.
That's a pretty cool, bold statement.
If that's the average, yeah. Nice. So on average, Shopify users increase sales 15% immediately after installing the app. 16.2 conversion rate on upsells. Over 1.5 billion has been processed using this app through Shopify stores and other stores.
Crazy.
So it's an app that's working, and it's an app that's got some history.
1.5 billion is a pretty big number.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
It is pre-tested with over 3,300 Shopify stores that have or have had the app on their store. Right. So how does it work? It works pretty much like Waldo was saying about your app, Sally, just there, is I can set up rules that if you put something in the cart, I'm going to do a pop-up message in the cart to say, hey, you've added those shoes. Are you interested in adding another pair of shoes for 20% off?
Cool.
If I say yes, it's not just add to cart. I go to the checkout now with those two items. So it's kind of clever because then it's one step already pushing me through to the checkout page. If I say no, thank you, that's fine. That's the pre-purchase. And, of course, you can always have logic of what I've got in the cart is what you want to
recommend
to me. And you can style that pop-up, and you can put pictures, you can write whatever you want. It's really easy to use within the app parameters. Okay, so I've said no to these additional shoes for 20%. I'm really happy with the ones I've got in the cart, and I check out. Now, when you check out, usually you get the thank you page on Shopify. Now, here's where one-click upsell power comes back. At this page, it'll rather than say thank you, your order's done, it's like, hold on, your order's not finished yet. And you're like, what? What's going on here? And it says, hey, by the way, I know you just bought those shoes, but I got them again for you. This time I'll give you 35% off with 5 minutes remaining, and we only have 3 in stock or something like that. And so now the person goes, huh, okay. And they don't have to do their credit card details again or anything. All they do is say yes, please, because the token of that payment has been kept open. As soon as I hit yes, please, now the token will close with 2 pairs of shoes in that order, increasing that order average value. And it's great because in the back end, you just see that this app has helped you make this additional sale when you're processing all your orders.
So
Okay. And there's stats and there's data to show this. Post-purchase, one-click upsells. Now, that's not the whole lot of it. There's a bit more to it. You can do multiple post-purchase upsells and downsells. So I can give you some shoes. You can say no thank you, but then I'll give you a cap that goes with those shoes. That's called a downsell, and I might take that one, and I'm happy with it.
Why is it called a downsell?
Because I didn't get your upsell, so now I'm getting you on something else as a smaller product.
A little bit lower value.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. Now, I could give you shoes. You say, yes, please, I'll take that. And then I could offer you now another pair, and I might take that as well. This works really well in sort of the, cosmetics. So in cosmetics, you know, someone wants to buy one of these face masks. I'm so good at this example, right? And suddenly there's 2 for the price of 1, but then there might be 5 or 6, and it continues this upsell and upsell.
Wow.
So you can only do the upsell twice. Before, they used to be able to do it 3 times, but I think Shopify were like, stop doing these upsells. But it works.
Yeah.
And then there's split testing, Waldo. So I can test out different types of products or different pricing or different images see which upsell is working the best, and then it can automatically just turn on the one that I want to keep going with. So
very cool.
One-click upsell is very cool. Now, I did say it had some negative reviews, and that is because we need to know this. It is currently only works with Shopify Pay.
Shopify, yep.
So it's unavailable with ShopPay, PayPal, PayFlow Pro, PayPal Website Payments Pro. That's a big long word.
Who are they?
I don't know. Braintree, PayPal Express, Apple Pay, and Google Pay, as well as Amazon Pay. So it does sound like a lot there, but it works with everything else. So if you have your own Shopify Pay, it works there. And if you have your own payment gateway, it will work with that. It's just these other third parties that it didn't work with. And that's
can
where
you select it not to work on mobile?
That's a really good question. Someone please install it and tell me. What you can do is you can have logic, like, you know, if some certain products, you're not going to do an upsell or cross sell.
Yep.
If someone already has a lot in their cart, you don't have to do another upsell. So it's got all these other logics of when your pre-purchase and post-purchase campaigns will pop up.
Awesome.
So that is one-click upsell. That's mine.
Very, very cool. It does sound very similar but different to the one that I said before as well. So check out both, guys. See which ones work best for you. I'm sure there's free trials and all that sort of thing. And none of these apps that we're talking about today cost you an arm and a leg anyway. So, like I said, it's independent advice. Just go and have a look at it. Not sponsored in any way by any of these apps.
We should.
However, I'm not sure when this podcast is actually going to be out, but the next one I'm going to talk to you guys about is something that we've just stumbled on recently, and I feel like we should have stumbled on a very, very long time ago. And we've actually got a dedicated podcast episode with Casey from Bonjoro. So that's
what's
the
Bonjoro?
App. Bonjoro. It's actually not in the App Store because it's a platform in its own. So it's no, there's no star rating for this one. But I'll tell you what, we give it a 5-star because after looking into it, there is, and if you don't know what it is, let's talk. All right. So first of all, only integrates with Shopify. Okay. How awesome is that? That means these guys are, for you Shopify merchants out there, they're really listening to you and putting you first. So it connects only to Shopify, all right? What it basically is a video messaging tool, for lack of a better word. I'll throw out a scenario. I've just bought some shoes from Leo. I just bought some shoes from Leo, and Leo's obviously got a ton of orders because his website is doing so awesome. But Leo really believes that personalization is the way that he's going to differentiate himself from Emily, who also sells shoes as well. Hey, Emily, how are you? So Leo's differentiating point is that every time that he packs this order, he grabs his phone, he opens up the Bonjoro app on his phone, and he does a quick little recording, which is not taking much of his time today anyway, and all it says is, hey, Waldo, I'm about to pack your shoes, and here, you're so lucky, mate. This was actually the last pair in your size, so hope you enjoy them. I can see that, hey, this is your second purchase from me as well, and he throws a little discount code at me for next time when I come through.
Yes, please.
So hyper-personalized. We had one of our influencers on, or one of biggest influencers in New Zealand on the show as well, and she uses this for her e-commerce store. Mm-hmm. When someone purchases, she adds a little video message to that.
That's now, the Simone Anderson episode, so watch that one.
Yeah, I mean, how awesome is that?
It was very good, and as she said, she's getting so much, you know, reaction or, you know, just conversations with her demographic, and it's that beautiful personalized touch. Yeah. I'd love if you send me that video with some shoes.
Oh, man, honestly, but not only that, I mean, that's how to build real brand loyalty, right, and give people an awesome user experience, but how about, we've been talking about things like, well, it can be hard to get people to commit to leaving reviews on our site, or maybe like us on Facebook, get involved in our community. So this app really works well with that, because that personalized touch is going to be a lot, but people will engage with it a lot more. So some of the things we heard is your email open rates, as an example, you could probably expect them to be much higher if you put a personalized video in there, which just absolutely makes sense. And then what you can trigger from there is maybe a little bit more of a conversation with your customer. Hey, look, we really appreciate your business. Would you mind leaving us a review? Now, if you send me a video review personalized to me, I'm more likely to take the 5 or 2 minutes, whatever it's going to take, to jump on there, or even throw a link in here. Here you can click review your product, to collect reviews and say, hey, did you know we're on social? These are our channels. We quite often throw a lot of our, you know, new releases or special offers to people within the community through there. So, you know, that way you can build your community again. We know how hard it is going to be going forward with less cookies chasing us around the world, you know? So again, this is just another way that you can get that brand loyalty, and then reward those people as well. You know, it's a two-way street. So obviously a video with a special reward, like I said before, maybe a discount code or a link to something, whatever, you know your business, you can know how to make this work. Please jump on their website, bonjoro.com, bonjoro.com. Their tagline, in case you didn't listen to that episode, is convert, retain, and grow your customers with delightful personal video messages sent at just the right time. And it seems super easy to use, guys. They've got a free trial. There's a free plan. There is a free plan.
Waldo likes a free
50
plan.
50 per month.
Look how excited
I love it.
He is.
50 per
he
month. All right.
So into this app. Now, we've been using video personalization with our clients, business, e-commerce. We know it works, so we believe in that app, absolutely.
Yep. Video is... very important, guys. I know we say it all the time, but here's a way for you to very easily leverage it. So go for it.
Take a breath, man.
Sorry, mate.
You did really well. All right. So this, my next app, number three, is very similar to Waldo's Sally's app. So I'm not going to go deep into it, but it's called Rebuy. Rebuy Personalization Engine. Upsell, cross-sell, buy it again. So it has some AI smarts. If I buy something from you, we'll automatically send an email after a specific amount of dates, saying to them, hey, we saw that you bought this product. You might want to buy it again. And this time we'll give you a little bit of a discount, which is really cool. The other thing it does, and it's kind of interesting, Waldo, because you know what Shopify scripts are.
Yep.
So for those that don't, Shopify scripts is something that's available on Shopify Plus, which means you can educate the machine to say, hey, if something's in the cart, and it's this value, provide them a free gift. If it's this product, maybe you want to give them another product for 50% off. So it's all these rules in the cart. And I'm surprised that Shopify, whoever is the gatekeeper of the marketplace, kind of let this app through, because this app actually does all these things that are known as scripts.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh, I didn't know that they would have that there. But hey, it's there. So if you want to do BOGOFs, if you want to do send them a gift, if they put these products in there, if you want to put items into a bundle and give them a discount, it's all part of this app. And the good news is, if you talk to them about the bundles, they are in beta, but this part is in beta. If it's talking to your inventory management, it won't shoot off one product and then you have no clue how many you've got left because you sold it as a bundle. It will separate it for you at the admin level. Yeah, good. And has the SKUs separated.
That's awesome.
So this works really good with Sin 7, Deer, you know, you name all of those. So that is quite powerful there, because for a long time, we've had to build things in the middle between the app and Shopify. Yeah. So,
or get the customer to set aside a certain quantity and name, give those its own SKU.
Oh, it's its own SKU, yeah. They're like, it doesn't really work in my warehouse like that. And we're like, right now, you know, there's
cool.
a solution. So that is Rebuy. It is like 5 stars from 84 reviews. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, you heard. I was going to say, man, it sounds like yours beats mine.
No, I think people need to play with both.
Definitely, test it, play with it.
Yeah, they both have their own pros and cons. One thing that's kind of different about this one is, you know, when you add things to your cart and you go to the checkout page, and on the left you have where you're putting your shipping details. On the right, it shows the product, right? Underneath that, it will recommend a couple more products, and you just hit the button again, and it's already added to that checkout page.
That's awesome.
Kind of different, eh? So,
well, it's very hard. Shopify don't really like us to edit the checkout and, you know,
it's
section. If that's built into it,
it's there. I don't know how that, you know, they've done something there. Yeah. So it's there. So that is Rebuy. Check it out. Yours.
Nice one. The next one, guys, is something that I have, ever since I've delved into the Shopify / e-commerce world, been banging on to people about, and that is to get a progressive web app for your business. Ooh. All right. Now, there is a specific company who I've had quite a bit of dealings with for multiple companies called TapCart. So again, just the introduction, TapCart, 4.7 stars, 308 reviews.
That's a few.
4.7. Yeah.
I mean, there's room for improvement. But...
Guys, they've got 7,000 stores using it, right? So we know that there's a million online stores just in the Shopify world itself. There's 7,000 of these using it. It is an app. It turns your website into an app. This is the most layman way I can say it to you, but you can do it yourself. You can literally do it yourself, okay? So you think, I've got this awesome website. I've always asked about getting an app, and man, you speak to app developers and you're talking 100K if you want to get a native app built, right?
But why would I get an app if I've got a store online?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
So why do you get an app for your store? If you have got good traction on your store, you see that there's a lot of people, especially a lot of return purchases, again, building your community and your brand, getting an app basically is like your customer letting you into their house, right?
Into their phone, into their pocket.
Sometimes they share their phone number with you. Sometimes they share their email with you. And we know that there's mixed results there and maybe not as favorable as you want. But what I can tell you is, if you get an app on your phone, you open the world of push notifications up. Now, for those of you that don't know what a push notification is, every time Facebook updates you that Waldo's left a notification here, gives you a notification to say this person's updated or that guy shared or whatever, that's a push notification. Push notification comes through to me saying that this company that I've always loved dealing with anyway are running a flash sale that's only available today. And it comes straight through on my phone as a push notification. Now, obviously, people need to allow that push notification to come through, but most people kind of, I don't know, I'm one of those people that allow notifications until they really bother me. So I guess you've got to just strike a fine balance. But again, it's just another avenue for you to communicate with your customer through push. All your favorite apps out there and our favorite apps that we use, things like Recharge, Klaviyo, Facebook SDK for your marketing services, Nosto integrates directly into that.
Oh, that's good.
But what the biggest thing about this is, when you think about building an app can literally, when I say 100 grand, guys, if you want to get an app built for your site and you go to an app developer, it's going to cost you a lot of money. But this has got a super easy drop and drag, drag and drop, interface that allows you to, and when you sync, when you sign up and you sync it with your website, it pulls through all the content sections in your homepage, as an example, in a really beautiful app form. You can change the font, super simple. If you want to drag the sections around because the mobile experience should be different to your desktop experience, you can do that, just literally click and drag. More often than not, when you hear about these click, drop, and drag things, it's not always that easy. I've used this. Jump on their website, have a look at just how easy it is. They give you a live view there. Super simple. Guys, it's used by some of the biggest brands worldwide. You know, in our world, in New Zealand, I don't think there's been enough of an adoption of this. Trust me, in the other parts of the world, the big fashion retailers, Fashion Nova, Chubbies, in Australia, for example, one of their biggest fashion retailers is Esther & Co. We know what a big plus account they are as well. All of these guys have already used TapCard for their apps. Now, these are people with mega bucks. They could have gone and built their own custom app.
But they don't, because they're smart.
But they didn't.
They're smart.
Because this is already doing everything they need and more.
Sorry, I know you're on a roll here. Geofencing.
Yeah.
So geofencing is allowed on this app, which means if I have multiple stores and I go past that radius of one of the stores, what could happen?
You can get a push notification.
And what could
that
push notification be?
Well, it could be a trigger to come into the store. It could be a, hey, we see you're in the area.
Here's
pop on by.
Off.
Here's a discount voucher. You don't always have to discount too. You could add some value. Did you see our new range?
Yeah.
Or, hey, because you're in and around, or you're in the surrounding area, we've actually got stuff in the shop here that's not on our website just yet, just landed, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, it's a bit of a balance, especially in today's world of, if you're a retailer with bricks and mortar and online, you want to get a little bit of foot traffic still coming through.
It's actually, you can have a lot of fun, because we've done this and we've seen it. Is you could say to everybody, if you want this specific sale, you have to be in this radius, like a big park, like let's say the domain.
Yeah.
And then you see all these people with their phones going to the domain, standing there, and it's like, well, you're here now. So boom, here, we give you access to this discount, because that's the geofencing that we did, and then use that voucher on the thing. So
it
is a very cool tool.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Chase Pokemons, chase discounts.
People are still doing that today.
Anyways, one of the other major benefits, guys, that we know is a bit of a point of contention, and then there are multiple apps that try to fix this, a lot of them which are very expensive, and that's optimized search, not indexed search, right? If you install this within the TapCard engine, it has got optimized search built into it. So you're going to get much better search results and recommendations through the actual app than you probably would out of just a native Shopify store itself. And it's not just a window into your store. It's still, people can leave their reviews directly there. If you want to have a play with this and think that, hey, I've always thought like maybe this is for me, download the Esther & Co. app or download the Fashion Nova app as an example. I mean, there's tons that you can do, but just download those two and just have a little play to see how the speed is incredible. So I guess that's not even listed here, but speed, man. You know,
if you want sales, you need speed.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Awesome reporting on this as well. People can still leave reviews right through the app.
Cool.
But FacePay.
Mm. Oh, they got that as well?
Apple Pay built in, Google Pay built in.
Ooh.
Right from the app, and go, if you've thought about this, like I said, go download one of the example apps, jump on their website, that's TapCart. You can do it through the Shopify app store or just jump online and go to TapCart. You'll be blown away. And they've got plans structured everywhere from $99 per month to say, I think, well, I'm not going to quote it, but guys, it's nothing compared to what you would pay to get a personal app built.
I like them because I met them in San Francisco.
Yeah,
and
tell us that story.
No, I won't. Oh,
no? Okay.
They gave me a T-shirt. It's a wonderful T-shirt.
Okay, nice.
And it says, I'd tap that. And I ran out of clothes when I was in San Fran. I was actually in Vegas, and I thought, I'll wear this T-shirt just to go and buy some more clothes or something like that. I got some looks. I got some nods. That's all I'm going to say. It's Vegas. What goes in? What is it? What goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. Right.
No, nice
my
one.
Turn. Okay, my number five. This is, by the way, these are not in any numerical order because these are all great
it's
apps.
It's your number. It's your number three. It's total number six.
Oh, right. Is it? Yeah. Is this the last one?
I think so.
No way. Is that quick? Yeah, okay. So. Anyway, it doesn't matter what number we're up to. I'm glad this video is going to be edited. Caro. C-A-R-O.
Oh, yeah.
It is a sales channel. It is an interesting sales channel. And I cannot believe that the majority of this app is free.
Mm.
This is the crazy part. For you guys, they're not sure what this is. You plug it in, and it looks at everybody that has bought from your store, and it looks up who they are on Instagram. It tells you right away how many followers they have, the interaction rate that people have with this person. Have they bought from you, and what have they bought from you? Are they on your emailing list but maybe not bought from you? So it's got all these little badges or symbols, so it makes it very simple to see who they are. And, of course, you can modify the search and find, you know, the person with the most followers that's bought from you, you know. Now, once you have this list, which is very stalkerish, and I love it because who doesn't like stalking, I then start the process of seeing, okay, so I can see this person's got a really big following for, you know, a group of people that are specific to the demographic I'm targeting. I can then hit a button and reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to promote any of my products? Which can start a little back and forth between in the engine, this Caro.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a little deal going ahead, and there you go. That's one part. The other side. If the influencer is part of this Caro community and they're on my site, they get a little like badge, and they can go, oh man, I really love those shoes or this cream dress that you keep talking about, Waldo. And they hit the Caro button on that dress, and it sends me a notification going, Waldo wants to promote your product. On my side as the merchant, I see A, Waldo has 200,000 followers. He's got a 10% engagement rate. He has bought from me, da da da. And other times that I've done this promotion with other influencers, I've made money. How much money have I made, right? Right then I can approve or decline Waldo, which will send him a nice email, say, hey man, yep, I'm keen, let's do something. Or no, sorry, at this time I'm not doing this stuff. Or I can hit another button and I say, Waldo, I'll give you this cream dress that you really want, or maybe these shoes. In return, you do three posts,
nice,
four stories,
epic,
yeah, all the stuff. And I hit a button that's the product's ready to ship out, you know, it's just like that.
Wow.
So, and I give you the reference code or the referral link and everything for you to do your thing, and then I can track that your sales or what you did actually, sorry, made me sales.
Yeah,
so that is freaking powerful.
Now, if you think about it, if you didn't have that app and you were trying to approach influencers and trying to figure out all this information, you're just not going to get anywhere.
You're not going to get there as fast as this.
100% now, not.
Influencers doesn't work for everybody, but it could save, like you said, it could save a small business or even a very big business a lot of time just going, oh, there's Leo, 1 million followers. Oh, he looks like he's got the right type of people that we, yeah, let's have a chat.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful tool. And that part's free. The other part is that you can actually start doing drop shipping of other brands on your website, and they could take your brands onto their website. And then there's a bit of fee there whenever there's a transaction,
because
Caro had helped out.
But
the influencer part, which is the part that I'm more interested in,
sure,
free.
That's
insane.
Yeah. No, that is crazy.
Caro.
Even Julian, who we've had on the Shopify on this podcast twice.
Yes.
He, both times, Caro. Caro.
Yeah.
Guys,
Caro.
Have a look at Caro. And I can see why. You know, 33,000 brands using it, 330 million plus visitors, 1 million plus products. Wow. There's a lot of people using it, a lot of people tapping into that influencer market. So
I've had a lot of fun using it with other clients and for myself. And it's really nice to know how awesome your database of people are. You're like, hey, I got some really cool people buying from me.
It's funny that when we were talking about omnichannel, we didn't really I can't remember us talking about Caro, but I guess that also is just another
just shows
piece.
It's always growing. There's always more things.
Epic. So, and it's only Shopify.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow.
Only Shopify. So there are a couple of other ones that are cross-platform and so on, but I think you're going to get really good analytics because it's...
All right, so what's the list? What did we say today? Sally?
Sally.
One-click upsell?
One-click upsell.
What was your one?
Bonjoro.
Rebuy.
And Tapcart.
And then this Caro. One, Caro. It was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. So those are the six.
Yeah.
They're all good. Yeah. Everyone has to play with them and find out if they work for you.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, if you guys want us to do more podcasts where we do some app recommendations, breakdowns, what to's, what don'ts, etc., please let us know in the comments. If you like this episode, hit the like button, subscribe on whatever platform you are at. Leave us a review. We love your reviews. we need to get more so that we can just basically ensure that we are delivering something you guys actually want. So,
or do you just want us to talk about Netflix specials?
No,
and what docos I've been watching? No? Okay.
Yeah, we can do that too. I don't know how much value people are going to get from that. The direction of this podcast might go in opposites. But hey, always happy to listen to you guys out there. If you want us to talk about anything, let us know.
Cool. Great seeing you again, bud.
You too, bud.
See you later.
See you.